This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
American presidents often confront this painful reality. They may have political plans, but those plans often crash into political reality. This week was supposed to be the final orderly withdrawal of U.S. troops and civilians from Afghanistan. Next month, Congress was to pass the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. At least that was the plan. It's too early to tell how the debacle in Afghanistan will affect the Biden administration's legislative goals. What is happening in Afghanistan might merely be a distraction or might even derail the bill. Republicans will remind members of Congress that spending lots of money doesn't necessarily make things better in the world, and Democrats will argue that we should have spent billions on roads and bridges instead of a war that was eventually lost to the Taliban. You know, I've seen some polling that shows most American voters know more about what is happening in Afghanistan than they even know that there's an infrastructure bill. I doubt that many voters will have much enthusiasm for a $1.2 trillion bill when most commentators are talking about the trillions of dollars spent on a failed war. Now, polling also shows something else. President Biden's approval ratings were already at the lowest point before the crisis in Afghanistan developed. I think it's reasonable to assume that those numbers will drop even further. You know, military leaders will tell you that no plan survives first contact with the enemy. Or if you want to use the more popular version by fighter Mike Tyson, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. President Biden and the Democratic leaders in Congress, I think, are learning this painful lesson. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.